I'm going to give you kind of the story of my life from when I graduated to right now. And this is going to be really good for those of you who just graduated or you're going to be graduating. Just to kind of show you how God has led me through the years and how I went from then to now and just all of kind of that. I want to start off with Proverbs, a verse in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. And the crazy kind of thing about my life the past 6 or 7 years is that it's kind of lined up with the release of Star Wars every 3 years, which is really weird. But when I was in high school, I was a big nerd, and so I still am. Well, let's not kid ourselves. Let's not put up a front. But I especially was even more than I am now, if that's even possible. But I was really into Star Wars growing up, you know, Luke Skywalker with his lightsaber. Yes, Han Solo, or as other people like to call him, Hans. So it's kind of weird, but you'll see what I mean when I get into it. But Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." This is a great verse that should be coming up on the overhead ASAP. No? What? What am I missing? Oh, so the first thing I want to ask you guys tonight, yeah, whatever. I'm a professional. The first thing I want to ask you guys tonight is, where will you be in the next couple of years? Do you know where you will be? And then after that comes Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, which, yes, should be on the thing. So I want to give you guys a timeline how my life has developed over the past 6 or 7 years, and then show you the verses that have kind of got me through that time period, okay? You guys cool? You guys down? You guys were with me? So in the spring, or actually the late summer of 1999, or midsummer of 1999, let's back it up. I was 17 in the spring of 1999. What? Why is that funny? Me, 17? I'm actually 24 now, in case anybody's wondering. Okay, so that's kind of where we're going from here to there. It was a long time ago in a planet far, far away. Whatever. Okay, so spring 1999, I was ready to graduate. Spring 1999, class of 99, that was me, supposed to graduate. But I was kind of scared, you know? I'm only 17 years old. I don't know what I'm doing with my life. Kind of just like, you know, I know God has a plan for me. And ever since I was a little baby, a little tyke, I had been told, you know, you have this destiny and you have this call and you're going to fulfill it and you're going to win nations and, you know, you're going to have the cosmos as your inheritance and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And here I am about to graduate and I'm supposed to be starting to do all this stuff and I have no idea what I'm doing. I have no clue. And so the opportunity came up for me to attend high school one more year and I'm like, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to jump on that because that is easy. And that is what I'm going to do. So I decided to attend high school one more year. But in the summer of 99, a movie came out, Star Wars Episode One, and you guys remember this, right? Anakin, the little boy, the pod racer, got a picture up there. Yeah, there he is, Queen Amidala. Whatever. I like girls who wear lots of makeup. So there you go. I've actually had this mime thing going for years, but we won't go there. No, I won't talk about that. The first step to recovery is admitting you have a problem. Don't know. Ever since, okay, I'm just going to stop the mime thing because it's only going to get worse. So in the summer of 99, this movie comes out, Star Wars. Who went and saw that when they were a kid? A lot of you guys are probably younger. Let's see, I was either 18 or 19 because my birthday's in July. I went and saw this movie, and that after I saw the movie, I was like, hey, wow, that's pretty cool. You know, Star Wars, I'm a big geek. I enjoyed it. And then I find out that episode 2 is going to come out in 3 years, and episode 3 is going to come out in 6 years. So every 3 years, they're going to be releasing a new Star Wars. And so at the end of the film, I'm sitting there, and I'm just kind of thinking, the credits are rolling, and I'm like, I wonder where I'll be when episode 3 comes out. That's 6 years from now. You know, I'll be 23, 24. Where will I be, you know? I couldn't even imagine. I'm like, I'll probably be married. I'll probably be like, have kids and own a jet and, you know, be a Jedi myself. Who knew? You know, who knows? You know, I've got another year of school coming up. Still confused about what I'm doing. I know that I'm going to go to school, high school, another year. Don't really have any kind of direction. But that's kind of where I was. And then somewhere in the spring of 2000, the following year, I graduated from high school. Went to school another year. That was fun. Probably one of the most fun years of my life because I really didn't need to do any schoolwork because I was ready to graduate in 99. So I just pretty much goofed off for a whole year in school. But that was fun. And this little section here is red. You see that on the timeline. It's red. And the reason it's red is because that was a real pivotal point in my life. Because at some point, I'm not sure when it was, in that time frame, Doug Carey, how many of you guys know Doug Carey? He used to be the youth pastor. Several youth pastors ago, he was a youth pastor, and I was in his youth group at that time. And right here, he gave me a prophetic word. And, you know, I'm trying to find direction for my life. I don't know what I'm doing. Do I go into the ministry? Do I... go make millions of dollars buying jets and doing whatever, who knows. And I couldn't decide, and it was like I was frozen, you know, I couldn't make a move one way or the other. And he just came up and he told me, you know, God wanted me to tell you that whatever you decide to do, he's going to bless you. And that was just like such a huge like weight off my shoulders that whatever I decide to do, as long as I just seek God, that he would bless me. And Proverbs 11:14 tells us that where there's no counsel, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. And so as I graduated high school, I began to, you know, seek people and ask them, you know, what should I do? You know, what you've been there, you've done that. I asked my dad, you know, my parents, other people who have been really influential in my life. Proverbs 24:6 also tells us that in the multitude of counselors, there's safety. And Proverbs 19:20 tells us, take good counsel and accept correction. That's the way to live wisely and well. So after seeking God and seeking counsel from my parents and friends, I felt like God was leading me to attend IBC, International Bible College at the time, for 1 year, and only 1 year. And I that was kind of weird. A lot of people say, well, you need to go for 4 years or whatever, but I felt God told me to attend IBC for 1 year. So in the fall of 2000, I enrolled in IBC, and I stayed there till the spring of 2001. And in Proverbs 16:9, it tells us, a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. I didn't really know what I was doing. I just felt that God was leading me to IBC. But when I finished IBC, I started making other plans. I was like, okay, that's my 1 year. I need to do something else with my life. And so I began seeking other people and other counsel. And I felt like I needed to go to UTSA. So I went and I enrolled in UTSA in the fall of 2001. And I just really, you know, I'm not the kind of guy that likes school. I don't enjoy school at all. I think school stinks. I would use stronger language, but I won't. School is just the worst as far as I'm concerned. I do not enjoy school. I enjoy learning, but I don't enjoy the whole process of sitting in the class and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I just don't enjoy school. But I enrolled in school because I felt like I needed to do something with my life and not just sit around all day, you know. So I enrolled in UTSA, so I just started taking basics, and I'm like, well, I don't know what I'm doing with my life, so why am I paying like $2,500 to take basics when I could be paying like $700. So in the spring of 2002, I went to Northwest Vista, a community college, and I started taking my basic courses, you know? This is the timeline. Is this lining up? Yes, it is. It's working. Good. This is great. It's great when your notes line up with the presentation. So in the spring of 2002, I enrolled in Northwest Vista. That would be actually the winter, but you know how it works. The spring. That's what they call it, the spring. So that semester went by. I took like English and science and whatever. And that summer 2002, Star Wars came out. Episode 2. Okay? So I'm sitting in the movie theater. I'm watching this movie. And I'm like, wow, cool. Got a picture up there? Yeah. A lot of people say I look like this guy, but I really don't think I do. I really don't. Like, people have been like, hey, Anakin, can I get your autograph? And I'm just like, dude, you guys are blind. I don't see it. I don't see it. Can we go back to the timeline? Just go forward one. So I'm sitting in this movie, and I'm looking back over the last 3 years, and I'm just like, what the heck? What have I done with these 3 years? You know, they're just like, I went to a Bible college for a year, and that didn't really work out. And I went to UTSA, and I paid too much money. And I went to spring, Northwest Vista in the spring of 2002, and I felt like I wasted those 3 years. You know, 3 years, that's a long time. And I'm the kind of guy that feels like he needs to be accomplishing something, or I feel worthless. You know, it's like, what am I doing? This is horrible. And, you know, where have these years gone? Do you ever feel like that? You look back and it's just, where is my life going? We got a hand. We got three hands, four, five. There we go. So, in the fall of 2002, in October time, I went to Japan the first time. I had the opportunity to go with my dad and some other people, and that just like radically changed my life. That trip for like 2.5 weeks, we went and we ministered and played music and just saw, you know, tons and tons of things and missions trips and blah blah blah. It just changed my life big time. But because I was gone for 2.5 weeks, I wasn't able to attend school that semester. So I just worked at the church. And in the spring of 2003, I was so freaked out by this Japan trip. I didn't know if I was supposed to like pack my bags and like run to Japan as a missionary. You know, my dad's saying like all this crazy stuff, like we're going to move there and blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, I don't know what's going on. And so I don't register for school, you know, in at the beginning of the school year in 2003, January. I don't register just because I don't know what's going on. So like, okay, we're not going again. And now I need to do something. So I try and register for classes. Still don't know what I'm doing with my life. Now I'm all freaked out because I went to Japan. I think I'm supposed to be a missionary. And so I end up taking one class at Northwest Vista. Why is that funny? Yeah. So I take one class that semester. Proverbs 20:24 tells us, a man's steps are directed by the Lord. How then can anyone understand his own way? And these verses I'm sharing with you tonight are verses that have gotten me through like tough times, and so, you know, I'm just, a lot of times in life, you know, we plan our path and I'm going to go here and I'm going to do that, but it's really the Lord who's directing our steps, and so a lot of times we don't understand what's going on. So I took one class that semester, and that summer is the year that Ted moved away, the summer of 2003. Okay, Ted moves, and he was the youth pastor here, and all of a sudden we're looking for a new youth pastor in 2003, and I'm like, Dad, I can do it if you want me to. I'll be happy to do it. I don't really know what I'm doing with my life. You know, I might as well just, you know, quit school and do this. And he's like, no, I don't think that's the right thing. I don't think it's the right time. So I didn't take it on, and Rick and Cynthia, you guys know Rick and Cynthia? They came in, and they took on the youth in 2003. Then in the fall of 2003, I went back to Northwest Vista, and I decided what my major was going to be. I was going to major in multimedia. So I really started, you know, hammering that out because I'm like, if I'm going to be here, I might as well be doing something and not just kind of sitting around. And, you know, I needed to get out there and just, you know, feel like I was accomplishing something, even though I didn't really enjoy school, didn't really like it. And then in the summer of 2004, we went back to Japan. It was the late summer, so I wasn't able to attend school again. So another semester is off because we were gone pretty much the beginning of the semester in 2004. And so I just worked at the church that semester, I guess you could say, 2004. And got back from Japan, and that was great. We had a great time again. And I'm still like, what am I doing? Why am I going to school and wasting all this time when, you know, there's people who need Jesus in Japan and blah, 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 blah. And during that time, Aaron asked me, I don't know if you remember this. You might not remember this story, just like I don't remember that story. Aaron's story wasn't real. I was like, I don't remember doing that. But this is a real story. And I think Aaron was getting ready for a message that he was going to speak here. And he asked me right here, how I knew that I was doing God's will, or what is God's will for my life. And I'm just like, man, how do I know that? You know, I felt like I needed to be in school. I didn't like school. I hated school. I felt like I was just wasting my time. But at the same time, I felt like that's where God had me. Just, you know, through these verses and through godly counsel, I felt like I needed to accomplish something. And I felt like God's will for my life was to just, you know, be a godly example to my brothers and to finish school. And so that's what I told them. And Proverbs 16:3 tells us, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. I really didn't like school. Have I said that enough? But the only reason I could stay there is because I felt like that's where God had me. And through that and through these verses, I was able to stay there. And in the spring of 2005, I finally finished my final classes, and I finished school at Northwest Vista, praise the Lord. And so when I finished school, you know, that was an associate's degree. And so everybody's like, hey, are you going to get your bachelor's? And I'm like, dude, I am done with school for now. And people, you know, people would ask me, especially when I was in school, they'd be like, hey, what are you going to do when you graduate? I'm like, I don't know. I really don't have a clue. And they're like, well, what do you mean you don't know? I'm like, well, when I graduate, then something will present itself, because I feel like God has called me to graduate, and he's called me to be a good example to my brothers. And so those are the two things I'm doing, and I'm just having to trust God. And I'm you know, dedicating, you know, my life to the Lord. And I believe that he will make me succeed, you know, as I accomplish these things for him. And so throughout the summer of 2005, I worked at the church. And summer of 2005, what happened? Star Wars Episode 3 came out. And so this movie comes out, and I guess I really look like him there. It's such a joke. I don't even look like that guy. And when we were in Japan, everybody would come up to me and go, Anakin, can I get your autograph? Anakin, I'm just like, get out of here. I'm not Anakin, you know, and then I push him away with my force field, you know, and I get out my lightsaber, take it to him. But so, I'm watching this movie, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm thinking, okay, it's been 6 years, and I'm nowhere where I thought I would be, you know, but I had a piece about where I was. You know, I'd finished school, and I'm just kind of just hanging out, waiting for God to present the next thing. But it was just kind of a weird time, because you realize, wow, look how much time has passed, you know? And your lives can just, like, fly by so fast. And if you're not in God's will, and if you're not where God has you, you'll look back. And even at this time, I'm looking back, and I'm like, God, why have I been doing this? What is all this for? You know, I could be doing so many other different things. I could have a job somewhere making, like, you know, decent money. I spent so much time getting an associate's degree. You know, I took all these semesters off to go to Japan. You know, why am I here? And what is this plan that you have for me? And I'm just sitting here watching this movie because, you know, this is not where I thought I would be in 6 years. I don't have a wife. I don't have kids. You know, I'm not driving a... Well, I did have a car. I finally had a decent car in that time. But, you know, my life was not where I thought it would be, you know, 6 years ago. But then in the fall of 2005, which was just like 6 months ago, 7, 8 months ago, the opportunity came up for me to be the youth pastor this time, and I really got to do it. And, you know, looking back over the timeline, I can just really see how God was directing my steps. Even though I didn't like it, and I didn't, so much of the time I was confused, and I didn't know where I was going, and I didn't have, you know, I didn't know that I was going to be doing what I'm doing now in 99. And if I had been told that, I probably would have run away because I was mortified of speaking in public. But, you know, throughout that time, I continually look back to that word that Doug Carey had given me, which was, if you just seek after me, no matter what you choose to do, you know, I'll be with you and I will make you to prosper. So whatever it is. And I really think that that doesn't just apply to me. You know, a lot of times we grow up and we think, okay, I have this destiny that I have to fulfill, and I have to do this, 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 and this, and if I mess up here, then it's all gone, or if I take a left here instead of a right, then my whole life is ruined. And so we put so much importance on little decisions, and little decisions are important, but they're not as important as you just seeking after God. And, you know, God's path will ultimately... If, as long as you seek God, the path he has for you will ultimately be fulfilled. And so that's really, really my word for you guys tonight is, especially as you graduate, don't be so worried about, okay, do I go to this school or do I go to that school, or am I supposed to, you know, go in the ministry, or am I supposed to, you know, you try and plan out your whole life, you know, and you don't need to do that. You can just take it one step at a time. And as long as you listen to these verses, you know, and trust in the Lord with all your heart, he will direct your paths, you know. And so that's kind of my word for you guys tonight, is not to get so bogged down that you're like frozen like I was in 1999, afraid to graduate because I didn't have my life planned out and I was afraid I was going to ruin it all if I went to the wrong school. Just, you know, seek after God, ask people for godly counsel, your parents, your pastors, your teachers, your friends, people you respect. You know, take all that, pray about it, find a peace, and then just take it one step at a time, and God will ultimately direct those steps and direct your paths. All right? Amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you for tonight, and I thank you for each one of these young people, Lord. They're such a blessing, and I pray that you would just bless them as they go out this week and bless their summer. Who's still in school? Is there anybody still in school? Couple of guys who are still in school, Lord, bless them on their tests and let them do great in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You're awesome. You're the best. Wear seatbelts. Come back next week. Abandoned Concert, Rock Conference 2006.